Welcome to Talking Cybersecurity, a weekly podcast listened to in over 50 countries. My name is Richard Herron and I am your presenter. In the Talking Cybersecurity podcast, expect to hear all things related to the cybersecurity industry, whether that's getting your first job, interviews, board reports, data breaches, different approaches to cybersecurity, or conferences. None of the opinions expressed on this podcast by myself or guests are necessarily reflective of the opinions of the organisations we represent. If you want to continue the conversation, feel free to join the LinkedIn group, Talking Cybersecurity. I use Pixabay for most of the music heard on this podcast. Hi everyone, welcome back to Talking Cybersecurity episode 60. Today is Sunday, February 18, 2024, and a bit like the last two Sundays in Melbourne, it's been a relatively warm day, especially when you drive for half an hour to a driving range and hit 100 or so golf balls into the atmosphere. Well, some dribbled along the ground, a lot went to the right, quite a few went to the left, and I'd say about 20 went 150 metres or more in a straight direction. Today's episode is just a continuation of the last few where we recap 10 episodes at a time, this time episodes 31 to 40. I will be extremely brief in this recap, as I just can't do these 10 episodes justice by merely summarising them. They're all really deserving of a good listen. They really are good episodes, really good interviews. The quality of the interviewees was exceptional, and boy, they covered so many different topics. So as much as today's episode may only go for 4 or 5 minutes, please listen to it as there is reference to these really good interviews I've just mentioned. Episode 31 was a general security talk that went for 24 minutes. It was broadcast in August 2023. We questioned whether salaries were levelling off and whether the job market was slowing at the time. For me, I mentioned applying for a job had a lot to do with a combination of the company, the boss, the challenges, the culture of the company, the location, and of course, the pay. We also briefly mentioned how short or long you should stay in a role. We mentioned the following factors as to why some people stay where they are, and we mentioned, in no real order, maybe you and your boss get on well together. Good reason to stay. Perhaps it's in an industry that you've never worked in before, or maybe it's in an industry that you feel comfortable in and one which you do enjoy. Maybe you've got an opportunity to travel interstate or overseas, or other perks. Then I repeated something I heard somewhere. That's very descriptive, isn't it, Richard? And that was, if you aren't learning more or earning more, why are you staying at your current organisation? I briefly mentioned AI software and that I was working on a board dashboard that I would share with you, and I did share that in a later episode. I also mentioned a PowerPoint for inductees that I was quite happy with, and that it was essential to show that to inductees in their first few months. I also mentioned a letter you could send your new starters after the first few months as well, after they'd settled in. There was also mention of the White House, who were considering banning the payment of ransomware. Not the dumbest idea the White House has ever had. Episode 32 was titled Who Was Kevin Mitnick? And thanks to Daisy Wong for sending it through to Kevin's widow. Episode 33 was a general security episode and covered the beloved annual appraisal process. I also mentioned in that episode that I'd be attending B-Sides Melbourne, and I covered that in one or more episodes later on. And I also mentioned MFA fatigue and one or two other security matters in episode 33. Episode 34 was quite a big one. I covered B-Sides Melbourne, and hopefully my unbridled enthusiasm for the event came through in that episode. I really enjoyed it and I'd like to attend again. Episode 35 covered B-Sides Melbourne again, and episodes 36 and 37 covered an interview with Nigel Fair. It really was a great discussion I had with him at B-Sides Melbourne, and it's really worth the listen or re-listen. Episodes 38 and 39 covered an interview with Daisy Wong. Again, another really good interview where we had a bit of a laugh and covered a few different topics. Episode 40 was a general security talk where I covered a security get-together called Security Edge run by Adapt. I name drop a few people during the episode, and I do cover many of the great security discussions during the one-day get-together. I'm not trying to promote my own podcast here, but it really was a good episode, and Matt Byrne from Adapt certainly impressed me again with his facts and figures. Well, folks, that was a really quick episode, and yet another recap episode. Next week, we'll probably do episodes 41 to 50, and then we'll get back into some nice, new, refreshing content. I hope you enjoyed the recaps. I think it was worthwhile doing just to remember what we had talked about and gives you an opportunity to re-listen to some episodes that I might have mentioned in the recap. Okay, folks, hope you have a good week coming up. I hope to have a great week coming up, and I'll see you all next week, I guess. Have a great week. See ya. Bye.